Biden is throwing $45 billion into federal funds to convert offices into homes. As I said, Gerald Celente is pointing out this commercial real estate bust. He's been talking about this for a long time, talking about how China had gone into this construction boom, misallocated resources everywhere on everything. And same thing then happened with us with the lockdown. As he's pointed out, these commercial real estate interests that the people have, a lot of these things are on variable notes, and that the price, the interest charges are going up exponentially as their occupancy rates are dropping, plummeting 50% or more down. And so Biden is, his answer to that is to throw $45 billion in federal funds, not nearly as much as we're giving to Zelensky, right? Whenever Trump and Biden bomb the economy, we don't get any kind of rebuilding it better. But he's decided that he's going to rebuild these commercial real estate better into a kind of, going to convert it into residential. And Gerald Celente has also said that absolutely makes no sense. Nobody wants it. They're not set up for that. You're going to be force fitting this. I think it doesn't make any economic sense. But, of course, nothing the government does makes any economic sense. I think this is a second failed policy on top of several other failed policies that got us to this. I think the purpose of his dream home, his converted office building, is really to start concentrating people into the cities, right? You are going to have a 300-square-foot micro-apartment or something, and it may not be a really nice one, but hey, it's some place where you can shelter. I can see them using this as they're letting in millions of people over the border, unvetted, you know, 4 million this year, more than the entire population of Houston, twice the population of the Gaza Strip, just let across the border. Where are these people going to live? Well, maybe they will live in some kind of modified commercial real estate building. Be the beginning of these smart cities, these concentrated housing things. They want to fund housing developments that are going to be near transit hubs. You see, this is all about the smart city and the 15-minute city and all the rest of this stuff. He looks at this government-created problem. He sees a solution as a way to push us into this smart city thing. I think that's what this is really about. The federal government owns about 1,500 office buildings nationally and had leases on almost 200 million square feet of additional space as of April, according to Barclays. They said the recent report that much of that office space was underused, I point out, is 80% in many cases, sometimes more than 80% vacant, the federal places there. Surprising that the federal government can still harass us the way that it does. Hope is not a strategy, said one asset management data company. The hope is that if you convert it, they will come. Well, a lot of this is going to depend on where that building is. He says, I'd be more concerned about even if you can convert it, who would want to live there? Well, again, just as we saw with the Biden dream house, they don't care what you want. They have something that they're going to impose on you by hook or by crook. And of course, their economic policies, their war policies, their pandemic policies are a way to corral you into their smart cities.
The David Knight Show is a critical thinking super spreader. If you've been exposed to logic by listening to the David Knight Show, please do your part and try not to spread it. Financial support or simply telling others about the show causes this dangerous information to spread farther. People have to trust me. I mean, trust the science. Wear your mask. Take your vaccine. Don't ask questions.
Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.